You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, welcome, come in. Okay, have a seat. How have you been since we saw you last?
I've been well.
Yeah, how's baby?
24-year-old Sonia Mackay is heading in for one of her last checkups before she has her first baby. At 38 weeks, she says she's had a smooth pregnancy so far, something she attributes to the strong, ongoing relationship with her midwife.
Just seeing your midwife and having that close bond, she knows everything about you and you don't have to repeat your story over and over again. She knows your history already and how to, like, she just knows you personally, and that's the best part of it, is being able to see someone who knows you and understands your circumstance.
Ms. Mackay is one of hundreds of mothers-to-be who are choosing to visit a community centre in Redbank Plains, part of the greater West Moreton region, rather than go to a hospital to see a midwife.
After my first trip to the hospital, I thought, wow, it's a bit a far distance from where I live. And then as soon as they offered and requested if I wanted to come here, I was really happy because it's literally a minute away or half a minute drive, and so it's really close, and I was really happy, and it makes me feel comfortable as a mother-to-be.
Her midwife, Natalie Poole from West Moreton Health, is specifically trained in supporting Pacifica women during pregnancy and says community clinics like this one give her patients continuity and confidence.
There's a really large population of Pacifica women in the Redbank, Goodna and general West Moreton area, and if we can offer better care that's more culturally appropriate to these women, by growing the service and providing more services, things like intrapartum care for birth and things like that, that would be ideal.
Pacifica and refugee communities are continuing to grow rapidly in the region, pushing local health authorities to provide culturally appropriate care. Since opening the first community clinic just under 2 years ago, another has followed, welcoming more than 15,000 people through their doors. Multicultural Australia Centre Development Manager Rose Dash says half of those visitors were born overseas.
Early on, we were having conversations about how we can better deliver and support the community out here. So that midwifery clinic started quite quickly into the first year of the centre. And since then, we have worked with them to look at better models.
Language and cultural barriers, as well as a lack of accessibility, are some of the reasons migrants and refugee women are less likely to visit hospitals, which often means they miss out on receiving important checkups at key stages of the pregnancy. Multicultural Centre for Women's Health CEO Dr. Adele Madolo explains why.
The Australian guidelines say that you should go within your first 10 weeks. Not everybody knows that, and particularly migrant women may not have access to that kind of information about why you would go and where to go. So I think accessibility is a huge issue.
Ms. Madolo says women from migrant and refugee backgrounds are more likely to experience complications during pregnancy, like gestational diabetes or preeclampsia. She knows having a community clinic as a one-stop shop will help improve these outcomes.
People who speak the language of the women and or are able to go out to where women live or where they work, that's a really winning combination.
South Sudanese mother Rhoda Kenyi, who went through her second pregnancy at the clinic, says the experience was exponentially better.
Getting a person to meet up that says, I'm just working with, like, this background was really good. Like, at least for us, if it felt like they do understand, yeah, which is good for me.
New mum Zayan Janas Paratene.
You want to go sleep? That's okay.
Who just gave birth to her six-week-old son, Carter, agrees.
I enjoyed my time here. Yeah, it was really good. It's always going to be a memory for me for my first pregnancy that I had that good experience with my midwife.
Realising the importance of having that continuity of care and someone who really understands their needs. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.